Good morning. It's a Friday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and we'll start with a pat and a drum roll, Alan. Harry Belafonte at the Egg.
Harry Belafonte, a world figure in world history, a man who has been there through the fights of the civil rights and has been himself an extraordinary actor and singer. For those of us who grew up on Harry Belafonte's music, it's going to be quite a pleasure just to talk to him about what he did and how he did it. He's been a resident of our area in the past, and he is a guy who has really contributed to this country. This is a rare and unique opportunity for people to be at something and say, I was there. I've been honored. I'm going to do the interview myself. I'm going to ask him some questions, which I know people are going to want asked. And it's going to be one of those rare WAMC events. $150 will help fill up the lockbox and get you two tickets. These are going to go so fast that your eyes will just not have an opportunity to even blink. So, folks, if you want to be in on it, if you want to help the lockbox, if you want to help your radio station, this is the time to do it. You go to WAMC.org, and in the subject line, you say, I want the Harry Belafonte tickets. Now, folks, we're on track to make that $500,000, but it's going to be rough. We're going to need over $200,000 in the next 2 weeks, and it's going to mean that if you don't want the Harry Belafonte tickets or the few tickets that are left to the Capitol steps, then just put $5 in, put $10 in, or put $1,000 in. This is not the shopping channel. What we're doing here, as you know, is trying to save a radio station that we have all made together. And in this time, this very difficult time, it's now more than ever.
Alan and living legend Harry Belafonte, Saturday, November 11th, 7:30 p.m. at the Egg. Do it now. They'll go fast. WAMC.org. Now on to the news of the day, Alan. Of course, we're seeing a rebuke for Tom Price, the health secretary, and the issue of planes.
Well, look, people who are not used to power, who don't know the rules, often get greedy, and Tom Price clearly has gotten greedy and has even embarrassed the President of the United States, who has his own reasons to be embarrassed. But even here, we see the kind of nonsense that goes on in which somebody says, okay, I'm going to write a check for, what, $500,000? Now it turns out that they're European trips, which by themselves are hundreds of thousands of dollars. And these things keep leaking out of his department. When you leave civil servants, basically with a leadership that is antithetical to the health and human services for people, somebody's going to leak something, and we're seeing that happening right now. So this is ongoing. The president is embarrassed, and Price looks to me like he's on very thin ice.
During the presidential campaign, of course, Alan, President Trump made famous cleaning the swamp. And in the editorial in the Times today, private emails, private jets, and Mr. Trump's idea of public service, his promises to fight corruption look emptier by the day.
They do indeed. Quite frequently, when people have never been in government, they take advantage. We've seen it again and again and again. They don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's avarice, it's greed, naivete, it's crookedness, it's too bad.
Speaking of avarice, greed, and crookedness, the convictions of New York State's former Senate leader Skelos and Assembly leader Silver overturned, of course, we heard, on appeal. They are expected to be retried. Preet Bharara has now weighed in, the former U.S. prosecutor, fired by President Trump. He, of course, said he was unhappy, but he says he has great confidence in the prosecutors, and I think justice will still be done.
Not only that, David, but Menendez's trial is looking more and more iffy in New Jersey because of the McDonald decision that came out of the Supreme Court, which basically gave a green light to many politicians to say, yeah, well, there's evidence to say you did wrong, but it's not a standard that has been adhered to. It's not tough enough. We have to tighten that up. And it may mean that all of these people will walk.
Walk, run, bike, whatever you do, get to the lockbox at WAMC.org or 1-800-323-9262. A chance to listen to Alan and Harry Belafonte at the Egg.
It's going to be quite an evening. We want to thank Peter Lesser. We want to thank all the people at the Egg for helping us make this thing happen. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Anything you can do, $5 or $1,000, it'll be great in the lockbox.
Saturday, November 11th at 7:30 p.m., WAMC.org. And just in case you need a little motivation, here's a little Harry Belafonte on our way out.
Work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and
live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, bunch.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, bunch.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Day is a day, oh.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Day is a day, is a day.
Daylight
a beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.